Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to come on down to the corner, Clay County Corner. From Hermitage Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between, I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and I am delighted to be with all of you again after such a long time being away. This show is brought to you each week at this time on WVFB 101.5 FM Kiss Country, and it will also be rebroadcast later today at 6 p.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome. 2 days away from the new year. We have some fine sponsors who have some messages to share. We're going to give them just a few moments to share them, and after that, we will be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
All right, welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. We are glad that you are tuning in with us for the last show of 2021. And my first guest this morning is a man who has become one of my closest friends over the past few years. And I've got to say this, he has his own Wikipedia page. I'm hitting him up for his autograph just as soon as this show's over. I have with me Mr. Dwight Henry, and here's what Wikipedia says about him. An American politician and radio personality. He served one term in the Tennessee House of Representatives and was an unsuccessful candidate for governor of Tennessee in 1990. He's also served as mayor of Cookeville, Tennessee, and has spent several years on the Cookeville City Council. He's a published author. The Relax Factor is a book he published several years ago. He serves as a minister. He's a chaplain. He's a regular radio host in Cookeville. He's an actor. He's a storyteller. And then the rest of the time, he's a good old boy at large. And I was interviewed on his show several months ago in Cookeville. And let me tell you, turnabout's fair play. I'm glad to have Dwight on here with us today. I'm glad he's agreed to be with us. And Dwight, thank you for hanging out on the corner with us this morning.
Kenny, thank you. I have looked forward to this, buddy, since you offered me the invitation. And it's really, really good. And I appreciate you and appreciate your friendship and all those kind remarks. Thank you so much.
Well, I've got to ask, first of all, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve?
You know, I really, at this point in time, the New Year's Eve, I really don't. Now, what I do on New Year's Day is I get up and I watch the parades, and I just I watch football all day long. I get my fill of football, and then I usually don't even take a shower. I mean, by midnight, I'm full of football, full of pizza, and that's my New Year's Day. Now, New Year's Eve, I don't know yet.
Sounds like a pretty good one to me. Well, tell our audience, tell us, I mean, you live in Cookeville, but I know you were raised in the Athens-Sweetwater area, but tell our audience a little bit about yourself, and I'm sure that some of our audience may already know you.
Well, I did. I was actually born in a little town in East Tennessee, Sweetwater, on I-75 between Chattanooga and Knoxville. I tell everybody that when I was a little boy, Sweetwater had about 4,000 people. If you go back there today, they got about 4,000 people. So, and then we moved down the road a little bit to Athens, where I went to high school and graduated there. Got to this neck of the woods, Kenny, actually when I became a student at Tennessee Tech back in the 70s. My plan was to come to Tech and graduate. I did finally graduate. I crammed 4 years of study into five, and my thoughts I'd go back to East Tennessee, but I never did get around to going home except to visit, and made this area my home, and it's been a great, great place to spend my life. I've enjoyed it very much.
And were you not the president of the student body at Tech?
I was, I can't even remember, the 70s. That's where I first used my famous old Henry candy bars. I'd not been on campus very long, and I said, nobody knows me, nobody knows my name, and they said, well, get you a bunch of old Henry candy bars and go through the dorms and turn the houses and classes and just get them and say, I'm running for student body president. You may not vote for me, but you will remember my name, and it worked, and I've been using that ever since.
Oh, yeah, that's one time when Dwight was running for office over in Cookeville, he took a bunch of old Henrys to the Dairy Queen, and they made old Henry blizzards for people. I remember that well.
And you provided me a lot of old Henry candy bars, too, which I really, really appreciate, Kenny.
Oh, I'm glad I could do it for you. Well, tell us a little bit about your political career, especially running for governor and serving as Putnam County. I mean, running for governor, that's very prestigious.
Well, my grandfather on my father's side, he said, you voted. I mean, he's insisted, and I to the point where I believe that if you didn't vote, there was like a voting police that would come and get you. And so when I knew, Kenny, when I walked into the voting booth for the very first time, somehow I knew in my heart that I'd walk into a voting booth and my name would be there. I'd be running for something. I just knew that. It was in my heart. So ultimately, I ran for, when I got to Cookeville and settled there, I ran for city council. Now, you don't run for mayor in city council, or in Cookeville, you run for city council. And typically, the person who gets the largest number of votes for city council is made mayor. So I was fortunate to be able to do that. After I finished my term as mayor, I decided to run for the state legislature. Ran in that district. 16,000 people voted. I won by 88 votes, Kenny, in a very close race. And while I was in the legislature, I learned that the sitting governor had plans, if he was reelected, to work to implement and pass a state income tax. I just didn't want that to happen. Now, I wasn't the most well-known. I'd only been there a little while, but some of the more well-known candidates decided not to run because he was a very powerful person, had been Speaker of the House for a long time, but I just felt like I had to get that message out. So I decided to run for governor, was very successful in the primary, with my old Henry bars across the state, won, I believe, 90 of the 95 counties in the primary, and then, of course, lost in the general election. But we did get that message out about an oncoming income tax, which made people more aware of it, and the governor who did win tried to implement that early on in his second administration, but was not able to be successful. And I think that's good for Tennessee that we still to this day do not have a state income tax.
And I know I think it's by constitutional amendment now that Tennessee cannot have a state income tax, and that's one of the advantages of living in Tennessee.
Yeah, we're a handful of states that don't have a state income tax, and it's really paying dividends now.
Well, appreciate you sharing that. I know that is a fascinating journey, and especially to be a gubernatorial candidate.
I did learn it's a long way from Mountain City to Memphis. It's a long state, and we covered a lot of ground. But it was an experience. Of course, you want to win, but it was an experience that I'm glad I did it, and I'll always have great memories of it.
I know that from Memphis is closer, or from Mountain City is closer to the Canadian border than it is to Memphis.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I've been to Mountain City one time. It's a beautiful area. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Dwight. And I mean, fascinating. I know you participate in activities in the community and acting and storytelling. And my family, we went over to Spring City, Tennessee, and saw Dwight in a play back in July. And I'm telling you, I have never laughed so hard in my life. It was a religious comedy. But Tell us a little bit about your acting, especially your storytelling.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate. I had we grew up really poor, and I had a real problem with self-image. But I had a teacher in high school, Kenny, actually an English teacher who was also a speech teacher. She saw something in me that I didn't know I had, so she recruited me for the speech team, which started me getting in front of people, which led to all kinds of opportunities in terms of public speaking. I was in some high school plays, and it kind of continued that. I've enjoyed the community theater. I've done a few shows there, which kind of spun off into storytelling, which is fascinating. And I go to, did before COVID, a number of storytelling festivals through the year, and their personal stories, Jack tells stories, and just people telling stories, which is really, really, which I really, really enjoy. And, it's just a way of communicating, and I'm learning to learn the stories of my own family and share those, because if we don't continue to tell those stories, people will forget about the happenings and about the history and about all of that. So it's just really, something, my pastor tells me, Kenny, that I've never met a microphone I didn't like. And so that's a big part of my life.
All right. Well, I know that I've always wanted to come hear you in your storytelling competition, and I've had people tell me, I had someone to send you a message, hello, and he gave me no Henry bar, and I saw him as a storytelling. I said, yep, I know exactly who you're talking about. But do you have any storytelling? Are you participating in any storytelling events in the near future?
I just finished a couple months ago one up at the park in Overton County, and then a festival in Crossville. Right now, I don't have anything scheduled at this point. They're just kind of getting back now after the whole COVID thing, where they're collectively and they're putting that together again. But I love to participate. I love to listen to other people's stories. And Kenny, you are and would be a great storyteller. You absolutely need to ten loads with me and get up on stage and share some stuff.
I would love to. I won the storytelling award at my high school class.
Did you really?
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
surprised at all. I'm not surprised.
I appreciate you sharing that and your acting. Any forthcoming plays in the near future?
You know, I've done some community shows in Cookeville and in Spring City. I probably will try out for a couple, you know, in 2022. Those tryouts haven't happened yet, but I look forward to that. I love working with that group in Spring City. They're just a great, great group of people. It's a lot of fun, and it just up on a project and pull something like that off that the audience enjoys is just very fulfilling. So I expect that will be a part of my life this coming year.
Well, let me know, because I sure plan to come.
And thanks for coming over. I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
Well, tell us about your spiritual journey as a minister and as a chaplain.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate and blessed, Kenny, to grow up in a home with Christian parents. I tell everybody that I started going to church 9 months before I was born, and in my mother's womb. And that is the truth. My mother, we went to a little country church near Sweetwater, where my mother played the piano. My daddy led the singing. My daddy was a Sunday school teacher. So I got exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ very early in my life. When I was 13 years old, I received Christ as my personal Savior. I got baptized and was in a youth group in my church at that time and just grew up with that. Now, when I got to college, my first couple of years, I went through this thing like some teenagers do. Well, you know, I don't, maybe that's mom and daddy's thing, not mine. But it didn't take me too many years to realize that, no, that's the way to live your life, the way that God's plan for your life, God's peace for your life, God's purpose for your life. Now, I've made some mistakes since then. I've done wrong since then. But I was very fortunate, as I said early on, to have good Christian parents who raised me that way. I've got a great church family now. And I just do believe that the most important decision a person makes in their life is to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and enjoy the abundant life that he died that we can have.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about your book. You've given me a copy of it, and I have lost it. I'm probably going to hit you up for another one.
Get you another one, buddy.
And please autograph it, so I'll have your autograph. The Relax Factor is a book that Dwight published several years ago, and he's going to share a little bit about it. It's a fascinating story.
I went through a period of my life, Kenny, where we lost a business, and my father passed away, and just life really got on top of me, and I was really depressed, and weeks and months went by, and I just questioned everything that I believed, and I was walking down the hall of my house one day, and I saw my Bible, which I really hadn't read for weeks, and I just flipped it open, Kenny. I never had this experience before, but it fell open to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and it said, God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Well, I immediately thought, well, if I've got such a sound mind, why do I feel like I'm going crazy? In my heart, and you can identify with this, Kenny, I know, in my heart I heard, well, what are you going to believe? Your feelings or my word? the next morning I started to get up, and I just had a little pad and a Bible, and I started learning more about what Jesus had done for me with his death, burial, and resurrection, that he had carried my cares and my worries at the same time he paid for my sins. So I began taking notes. It was just therapy, just healing for me. And out of that notes over a period of time came the book, The Relax Factor, Five Open Secrets to Winning Over Worry. They're open because they're available to every Christian. They're secrets because most of us don't know them. And basically, I wrote the book, but two-thirds of the book is really scripture about what Jesus did for our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotions, and how we can have that, we can have peace of mind just by following the work of Jesus Christ. So, by the way, the book is available on Amazon.com, and if folks want to get one, and I'll be happy to get you as my friend and have a copy.
All right.
But compliments of me.
Quite a life. I've certainly enjoyed hearing about any immediate near future plans, Dwight.
You know, I've got you mentioned the acting and the storytelling. I've got in my mind and in my heart a couple more books, I think, in me, one called Lessons from the Desert, things we can learn with hard times in our life. Hard times can either make us bitter, they can make us better. And then I'm beginning to write some monologues of Bible characters that I love to develop and do in churches and do other things like Peter, you know, Peter's reactions, Peter's thoughts, Caleb, those kind of people. Maybe do like a 10 or 15 minute portrayal of Peter and Caleb and that sort of thing, and talk about their life and what following the God meant to them. So that's kind of in my heart right now.
Well, I tell you what, I certainly appreciate you sharing all this. I know you work as a chaplain, and I know that's very fulfilling and rewarding as well.
Absolutely, and I enjoy working with you as a chaplain also. You've become a very good friend of mine and somebody I just dearly love and respect.
Same to you, but right back at you on that. Now, Dwight and I do some occasional chaplain work in the Upper Cumberland area, and it's just a fantastic thing. It's very fulfilling to be able to do it. Well, I want to tell you, Dwight, that it's just been fantastic to have you on the show today. We're about to take a break in just a moment, but lunch next Wednesday at our usual place on me. Dwight and I do lunch about once or twice a month.
It's in the calendar, buddy. I'll see you.
Right.
And you and I both know where it is.
Absolutely. I'm not going to call the name of the restaurant, but you know where it is. Those two, we're going to get Luke to come with us.
Sounds great, buddy.
Thank you for being on the show today, Dwight. It's been a great thrill. Thanks for coming over to Cookeville. And I want to wish you a happy new year from me and my family and all of us here at Clay County Corner. And thanks for being here. We might get you to fill in sometime for us.
I'd love to do that. Thank you so much for having me, and happy new year to you also.
All right. Take care. You're with Kenny Westmoreland. You're at Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kix Country. We'll be right back.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
All righty. Welcome back to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. We're glad that you've chosen to be back with us at this time, and we are delighted to have with us today the mayor of Salina, Tennessee, Mr. Luke Collins. Now, he may not have a Wikipedia page, but he is a living legend, none the same. Luke has served in many capacities and has also, he's been in the movies. And so I just had a Wikipedia personality and an author. Now I've got a movie star in here with me. And let me tell you a little story. Luke and I have won so many games of Rook together. The people that play against us split us up as partners. They can't stand it.
They had to. It was only fair.
Exactly. But Luke, I need your autograph as well when this is over. I'm going to have you to sign your script today. But Luke, it is great to have you on here, and Happy New Year from all of us here at Clay County Corner. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm living the dream. Things are going great. And, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And I hope everybody had a great Christmas, my favorite holiday, and certainly want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And I tell you what, Kenny, what a tough act to follow. State Representative, I call him Governor Dwight Henry. You know, he won the Republican primary and ran for governor. And to my knowledge, I can't think of anybody else in this Upper Cumberland area that has ever run for governor, at least in recent history. So, hey, that takes a lot of skill, a lot of work, and what a great guy.
Certainly a lot of skill and willpower. Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was teasing Luke that Dwight's a kennel and he's warming things up for Luke and he's a big wood, but I'm telling you, I think the big wood's already been on here.
He's left the building.
But Luke, we're so glad that you're here, and I'm sure that you have big New Year's Eve plans and such.
Well, I'll have to get with my wife to find out what the New Year's Eve plans are. It'll be whatever she says. New Year's, kind of New Year's tradition, I always do some kayaking and watch some football and like to go to the movies on New Year's. But, you know, with the COVID and the flu and some of those things. But, hey, I want to start off, too. Now, I spoke with my brother William this morning and my sister Patricia and State Representative John Mark Wendell. And all three of them told me they wanted me to say something smart on the radio. So I guess E equals MC squared, the theory of relativity, that's about as smart as something as I can say.
Glad it's not so smart, Ellie. But, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, Luke. But congratulations on wrapping up 2021. And finishing the year as mayor of Salina. How's it been so far?
Hey, Kenny, been absolutely great. We have a super group of aldermen, outstanding group of employees. I mean, we could easily debate, got the best group of aldermen we ever had, got the best group of employees we ever had, and we've got a lot of good things going on, and it's an honor to be part of it, and it is an honor to represent the people of the city of Salina. So I really appreciate the honor, and we've got great things going on presently, and I really feel good about the future of Salina.
That's great to hear. I know it's been quite an adjustment, and, I mean, to take on the job of mayor, to just go from being citizen one day to mayor the next, I mean, that's a big step up. And I know Salina's not a huge town, but it has enough going on to keep you busy, and not on the city, but interacting with the county. And so please share with our audience, if you would, an overview of an average day in the life.
Well, an average day, I usually get a couple of phone calls in the morning before work. And when people call, one thing is public servants, we always have to remember they call for a reason, and they, whatever their reason is to them at that point in time, is the most important thing in the world. And as a public servant, you know, we have to give them the time that they deserve and listen to them and try to help them. And when we can help people, it's great. Now, being the mayor of Salina, we also have our water utility district, and the mayor has to oversee the operations of the water utility district. So there is a lot of water things that happen, water and sewer. For example, pumps going out, water leaks. It's not uncommon to get a phone call at any time, 24 hours a day, saying, well, you know, we don't have any water on, well, say, for example, Baptist Ridge or somewhere, and, you know, what's going on? And then I make phone calls to talk to Dusty or this one or that one, Todd Clifton, whoever, and try to find out where the leak is, get that problem resolved, and get those folks back in water. So that takes a lot of time in itself. And of course, being over in the ambulance, we've got a situation with the a partnership, I guess, is the best way to term it, with the county, and the city oversees the ambulance. So there's a lot of things that go on, and I usually get to City Hall. Well, it depends, but typically 7:30, 8 o'clock, somewhere around in there, and then just throughout the day, getting things done, talking to industrial leads, trying to get grants. It's busy. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I've got to ask this: have you had any of those 11:30 at night calls yet?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hey, that's part of it. That's just part of it. Yeah.
Some people, I know that happens. Well, as mayor, you have your finger on the pulse of Salina. Discuss what you think are some immediate needs here in the area.
Well, I tell you what, Kenny, the list of needs, as you know, is a long, long list. We'd like to see all the roads paved here in Salina. The city needs a new chipper. We need a new ton truck. And, hey, we want some fun stuff, too, not just work stuff. We'd like a splash pad, some more parks, some new parks, working on a public bathroom, a handicap bathroom here around the courthouse, around the square area. And we'd also like to do some marketing. One thing that we're working on, we'd like to have, as you know, Dale Hollow Lake has the number one, the number two, the number three world record smallmouth bass. So it is, without a shadow of a doubt, the premium number one smallmouth bass fishing location on planet Earth. So what we'd like to do is have a smallmouth bass statue, the largest in the world, like a fiberglass or a plastic type statue. Right now, the largest is in Wisconsin, I believe, and it's about 15 feet. So we're exploring doing a 20-foot smallmouth bass statue that people can take pictures of and stop and visit, and hopefully it'll bring some tourists and some people into town. And you were talking about Wikipedia earlier. We talked to the Guinness Book of World Records folks, you know, to get them to come out when we pull this off. And we're also working on a partnership with the school and with the county to try to acquire the property in front of the old gymnasium. And with that, we want to put a park, a splash pad, and our smallmouth bass statue there on that location. We'd like to do some sidewalks for the city. Obviously, more jobs. And, hey, I want to take this opportunity to say that VF Transformers and Eli over here at Dutch Craft Mattress, they're hiring right now. They're expanding, and I want to take this opportunity to thank them for their expansions. But we are in communication with some industrial leads that hopefully we can get to come here. And we have not given up on our hospital. That is still a number one goal, to try to get our hospital reopened. I was in communication with a doctor a couple of days ago, in communication with some other individuals about it yesterday. So it is a difficult task, but not impossible, and we're not going to give up on it.
Luke, we're coming up on a break, so you're going to be with me after the break.
Okay.
We've got a few more things to talk about, but we're going to check in once again with our sponsors, and are we ever thankful for them? You are with Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kicks Country. Don't go away. Be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
All right. You are back with Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. And we've still got Mr. Mayor Luke Collins with us. And I've got a few more questions to ask him. Let me ask you, Dwight. I started calling you Dwight, Luke.
That would have raised my stock.
There you go. Yeah, your stocks would have gone up big time. Let me ask you. Do you have any contact with other mayors around the area, and do you ever meet with them or get advice from them? Do you ever seek their wisdom?
Sure, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Sam Gibson, the mayor of Byrdstown, called me yesterday, and I called and left a message for Curtis Hayes yesterday. Didn't get to talk to him, but Jeff Young there in Sparta, and of course Mayor Reagan here in Salina. But in communication with those guys and with State Representative Kelly Kiesling, our senator, Mark Pody, and there are just so many. It just takes a lot of communicating, to be honest with you. But probably Curtis Hayes, Sam Gibson, and Mayor Reagan, they're probably the ones that I communicate with the most. They're great guys, hardworking, smart, team players, hey, They're on our side. I appreciate them.
I tell you what, you know, we just had Dwight on here, and he's a former Cookeville mayor.
Yeah.
I'm sure being mayor of Cookeville would be a huge job.
Well, yeah. Now they do have a person that runs the city for them, and then the mayor, whoever gets the most votes, his alderman is the mayor. So it's they've got a little bit different setup, but obviously Cookeville's a much much bigger town.
Oh, yeah.
And have a lot more going on, a lot bigger economy, and I'm a little envious of those, the tax revenue they bring in.
Oh, yeah. Especially off Interstate 40.
It sure be handy for Salina.
I know that you've told me about some of the plans that the city has in the next year or two. I know you mentioned earlier sewer and tourist things and stuff. Let me ask you a question. You touched on this briefly just a few moments ago. Any prospects for new jobs and or industry to locate in the county? I mean, I realize that that is always on the front burner, and I mean, it's like you're searching and seeking and looking all the time. I know that's always a plus. Anything along those lines?
Yes, we do have a current lead that we are working with. They want to remain confidential at this point in time, but I can tell you this. They use a lot of lumber. They need a lot of trees, and this is an area that we have a lot of trees. They would employ a couple of hundred people. They're looking at a location here in Salina, in our industrial park, and some other locations. And again, I want to thank BF Transformers. They're hiring right now. I want to thank Dutch Craft Mattress Factory, the industrial board. We were in the process of working with them to acquire another building, and they're hoping to employ 20-25 more people.
Yes.
So we've got some good things going on there, and Dutch Craft and BF Transformers, they're hiring right now. They need about 50 more at BF and 10 or 20 more at Dutch Craft right now, not counting the expansion that Dutch Craft is doing.
Yeah, I saw that Dutch Craft is expanding. I read that yesterday in the paper. That, I mean, that's good news. I mean, more jobs for Clay County, I mean, that's always a plus, and good statistic-wise, and I mean, it's good for our reputation. It's good for people being employed here in the hometown. That's more revenue being spent here in the city and the county.
Yep, amen to that.
So that's wonderful news. I remember back in the late 90s when all the jobs were leaving, how heart-wrenching that was. I mean, it's good to
that
see
was
some
tough time for this community.
Yes, it was. It was
hard-working, great Americans with fear in their eyes. I mean, their future was uncertain.
It was devastating time. I remember it well.
Absolutely. Glad those days are over.
Well, I'll tell you what, so if anyone's listening in our audience and you're seeking employment right now, I mean, Dutch Craft and VF Transformer, those are good jobs. Go seek them out and put in an application. We'll give them a thumbs up day on that and encourage anyone that might be looking for a career in the year 2022. I'm glad, though, that I know recently we've had some, I hate to say it like this, some bad press with the ambulance department. It seems like any time Clay County makes the news, it seems like it's always something that thumbs down. But I'm glad that the situation has improved with our ambulance department here in the county. And people have no idea how important the EMT is and the ambulance service until they have need of their services.
You can't overemphasize how important the ambulance service is, especially now. Since our hospital is closed, I mean, our ambulance is our emergency room until we get to an emergency room, which could be, 30, 45 minutes longer. I mean, Clay County is a big county from east to west especially. But we've made some great progress. We've increased benefits for the folks with our ambulance and pay and some of those type things, and we're working with the county to increase it some more. I appreciate the help with the state. They've allowed us to hire some students that are going to school to be an EMT that can drive as long as there's a paramedic that's with them. So there'd be a paramedic that would be with the patient, but then a driver could be a student. But this shortage is not just in Clay County. It's nationwide. It's statewide. It's here in the Upper Cumberland. So there's a real shortage of emergency personnel. And I would encourage people to go to school to become an EMT, a paramedic, and we're hiring. So and those people, some of them are making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year plus benefits. And so it's and that's right here in Salina, working here in Salina. So it is extremely important. It's a very difficult job, But they're pretty good paying jobs compared to some other things, compared to what an alderman makes. Now, I want to thank you for your service, Kenny. Currently, a city alderman makes $50 a month, and that doesn't matter if he goes to 50 meetings or one meeting. That's $50 a month, and after takeout, that's about $35. So you make about a dollar and a nickel a day, and I just can't thank you and Alderman Rich and Alderman Dillon for your service to the city of Salina and really to all the people of Clay County and the Upper Cumberland.
Well, thanks for the kind words there, and appreciate all that you do for us and the city and the county. I realize that the mayor's job bleeds over in the county, so I mean, if it's a win-win for Salina County.
Oh, sure.
But so glad that the EMT situation is stabilized. I mean, I've ridden ambulances twice, to think about that going away is that's about as frightening as the job scene was here in the late 90s when the jobs were going away.
Well, it's certainly not going away. And now the county is going to be voting to give them some more money also. And they have asked that for the city to do that. Now, for the city to do that, it's going to cost the city some money. I mean, it would be a money loser for the city. But the city wants to be a good partner with the county, and we want to help. The ambulance employees have said that they want to work for the city. That's who they want to work for. The city has some better benefits, and they have worked for some private individuals from private companies in the past, and they prefer to work for the city. So that's what they want. So that's what we want to try to do to make those folks happy and help them every way we can. I'd like to see us have the best ambulance service in the Upper Cumberland, and I'm not saying that we don't have it now, but
make the best better.
I'd certainly love to see a lot more paramedics in our ambulance service, simply because a paramedic can provide more services. There are more things that they can legally do that they're allowed to do that EMT cannot, and advanced EMT too.
I realize that this job is not always a bed of roses. I once knew of a preacher who was asked about to describe his career as a minister, and he said, "There's plenty of thorns, but the roses." So we've been talking about the roses, but it's time to
live.
We've got to touch on the thorns, and so sometimes you've got to deal with the thorns, Luke. And Mr. Mayor, what's been some of the challenges that you have faced so far in your 6-month tenure?
Well, as much as anything, employee pay and benefits, the situation with COVID and the things that have happened on a world level and a national level have drove up the minimum wage. You know, McDonald's and Walmart and these places are paying, you know, $15-$16 an hour and more, that in itself drives up the minimum wage. I mean, it's competition. So when we first came in, had a lot of people that were quitting, a lot of turnover, a lot of employees hadn't been with the city very long at all. So we had to address that and give the employees some pay raises and increase in benefits, and that is always difficult to do, but it's very necessary, and it was smart to do. We're having a lot of turnover with our police. They would go to the academy, costing us about $5,000 or $10,000, and then within a week they were gone working somewhere else. So it really saved us money by giving these pay increases and increases in benefits. So we don't want a lot of employee turnovers. We'd like, when we hire somebody for the city, that they would stay with the city and retire. That's the employee that you want. You don't want to have to hire somebody new for a position every 3 or 4 months or every 6 months. So that in itself has been a challenge when you're a small town and you don't have a lot of money. boy, those, it really makes it tough.
All right, Luke, we are coming up on a break, and so won't you hang around? I got more questions to ask you, and I'm going to have you help me do our weekly drawing here. But we're going to check in once again with some of our sponsors. You're with Clay County Corner on 101.5 Kicks Country. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
All right, you are back with Clay County Corner, the show is all things Clay County, and this is our last segment. Once again, this is our last show of 2021, and a happy new year to everyone. I have one more question for Mr. Collins, and we're going to do our weekly birthday drawing here. Luke, what advice would you give to an aspiring politician?
Kenny, I would say the golden rule: do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I would also say to keep in mind that you're not going to agree with everybody. Everybody's not going to agree with you. So when you have these disagreements and people don't vote the way you think they should vote, or they don't think the way you think, don't make sure you don't harbor any ill feelings. Hey, that's over. Move on to the next issue and move on to the next thing, and don't ever give up. Just keep continuing to work hard for the people. And a good listener.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the show with us today. It's been a thrill having you on here. And Luke and I go back a few days, and actually a few decades, actually. Well, what we're about to do in this portion of our show, and Luke's going to help us in just a moment, each week on WVFB on 101.5 on this show, Clay County Corner, we have a drawing where people call in and they give
their birthday.
They give their birthday. St. Luke had to help me there. I drew a blank. They call in and they do birthdays and they do anniversaries and we record them and so every week we do this and encourage people to do this. Our I can't find her phone number, Luke. I thought I had it. I'll find it before the show's over. But
whose number you need?
The number of this show, I think I've got it here. But right now, the names that we have, the number, if you want to call in for a birthday or anniversary, the number is 931-243-5574. 931-243-5574. Clearly say your name, your call that number and also give the name of the person that you're saluting, birthday or anniversary or such, and also a contact name for them so that we can contact them about the prize. And here are this week's names. This is last week's and this week's because there was no show last week. I want to wish a happy 32nd anniversary to Pernell and Wendy Copas on the 23rd of December.
Yeah.
And this was called in by their, one of Pernell's mother. And so, happy anniversary to them. Happy birthday to Marley Ashlock. Happy birthday to Johnny McLaren. Happy birthday to Keaton Denton. To Missy Bowles Brown. To one of my former school teachers, Peggy Davis, happy birthday. Also, Hunter Collins has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Hunter, on the 30th. And Elsie Garrett celebrated a birthday on December 22nd. And Andy Smith had a birthday during the holidays. And so we've got 9 people that we would say happy birthday to you and or happy anniversary to you and congratulations. I'm sure there are many others. And like I said, feel free to call them in. The more the merrier. And we draw for a prize. And I've got every name right now written out on a piece of paper. And Mr. Collins is going to reach in the magic fish bowl here and fish out a name, Luke.
Let me reach in the fish bowl here.
Okay, let's
and
see
the
who
winner
we...
is.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
Goodness. The winner is Pernell and Wendy Copas. Happy anniversary on the 23rd. I actually went out to dinner with them on their anniversary. But happy anniversary from Clay County Corner, and you will win a prize, and we will get that prize to you as soon as possible. We'll be contacting you, and I'll give the phone number to our host here so they can contact you all. But congratulations, and as I said, feel free to call in. Some advice that I want to give as we wrap up our show this morning, make certain to take precautions with COVID. And we know what a danger COVID has presented since, March of 2020, almost 2 years now. At this time last year, I had it and was sick for a while, and we've lost some friends and neighbors. We have friends and neighbors that are struggling with it right now, and we've got this new variety, the Omicron version of it, that's coming around right now. And so people are going back to gloves and masks and protection, and looks like it's coming around again, and we want to take all precautions. And so make certain to get those vaccinations. You can check with your doctor. You can check at their local health department in Clay County or in other counties. I know our broadcasting area is far outside this county in Tennessee and Kentucky. And so be certain to get those vaccinations. I mean, that's important. And so we can't encourage people enough. And we've got some friends right now that are going through this right now. One friend that I want to call out in particular is one of my high school classmates, Billy Smith, who is our Clay County tax assessor. And he's currently struggling with COVID. We'd appreciate some kind words and prayers for him today and be thinking about him. Another announcement that I want to make, and really saddens me to make this announcement, is funeral services 1 o'clock on Friday for a longtime friend, Mr. Arno Hatcher of the Union Hill community. Arno is a well-known person, not only here in Clay County, but nationwide is where he has been on the television show Moonshiners and such, and thought very highly of him. He's been a public servant, working with people and sitting with people for years, and we're certainly going to miss him. 1 o'clock funeral services Friday here in Salina Hall Funeral Home. So if you would, please remember that family in prayer at this time. Also, realize that the New Year's holiday is coming up, and want to encourage everyone to be safe, and if you have to get out and travel, be extremely cautious. It's quite often there are people out driving at that time that may be under the influence that should not be driving, but unfortunately it happens, and so just take extra precaution on New Year's Eve. Mr. Collins, do you have anything else you'd like to say to our audience before we call it a year?
Hey, just tell them to come to Salina and spend some money. And, hey, we need it.
And
enjoy enjoy Donaldson Park and enjoy the things that we've got going on here. So,
oh, yeah, we've got some big plans, big plans for 2022. And not only spend money in the city, I mean, this is Clay County Corner, spend money in the county, too.
Sure.
Like I say at the beginning, from Hermitage Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between, this is our county, this is our home, and we love it, and we're glad to be a part of it. Well, I'm going to think we're going to do something that I've never done before. We realize that this is the last show of 2021, and we're going to sing Auld Lang Syne for you. And Auld Lang Syne simply means time long past. Luke, you ready to sing with me?
Sure.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for days of Auld Lang Syne. Now, I don't think that we'd have a recording career in the future, but it's a lot of fun doing that. I told my wife, we may sing Auld Lang Syne on the radio. She said, yeah, go for it. So, from here at Clay County Corner, the Clay County Corner would like to wish everyone a very happy new year from all of us here. And just pray that it's going to be a year of prosperity. It's going to be a year of happiness, a year of kindness, a year of health, a year of improvement in our country. And as Tiny Tim says in A Christmas Carol, God bless us everyone, especially in the year 2022. Thank you for being with us today. And we, as I said earlier, we will broadcast again tonight at 6 p.m. I've been told that the next Clay County High School basketball games here will they will resume on January 7th, and so there's a little break from sports right now. But thanks for being with us today, and we'll be back again tonight at 6 o'clock. Happy New Year from all of us here at Clay County Corner, and we will be back in the shining new year of 2022. And so, best wishes to all, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.